One day at Fawlty Towers is beautiful weather. Birds sing and you think everything lovely, but it's not true. We have new chef. He called Kurt. I no like to say this, but Kurt, he get very strange ideas about me. It no make life easy.
Put yourself together, huh? Right away. Come on. Now look.
Mr. Fawlty! Mr. Fawlty, telephone.
What?
Telephone.
Where's Sybil?
Okay?
Where's Sybil?
Where's the bill?
No, not that bill. I own the place. I don't pay bills. Where's my wife?
She's not here.
She is there.
Never mind. Right, leave it to me. I'll do it. I'll mend the car and answer the telephone. In here. Yes, I know it. This way. Yes, I know it's this way. I own the place.
But Mrs. Fawlty have got there first, and I think I'm going to be in trouble.
Oh, Andre, thank you for calling. Kurt's marvellous. We're absolutely delighted with him. Really, Andre, he's wonderful.
This Basil's wife. This Basil. This smack on head.
Have you taken the car in yet?
Yes, I'm just dealing with it, dear.
You're not trying to do it yourself, are you, Basil?
Oh, have you seen Miss Marcus here, dear?
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I did, dear. It's a bit of a scratch.
Take it into the garage, Basil.
Yes, just having a look at it, dear.
Sorry, Andre, where was I? Oh, yes, well, he's the best chef we've ever had. We can't thank you enough for finding him for us. Look, can you come to have dinner on Sunday? There's something we want to ask your advice about. Okay, lovely. See you then. Hello, Polly.
Can you come and have a drink, Mrs. Fawlty?
Drink?
I've just sold a sketch.
Really? I'd love to. Hello.
Hello.
Kurt, Andre can come on Sunday.
I thought you were taking the car in.
Hmm?
Are you at those again?
I just took one, dear.
I think you've had enough of those, Basil. Now, will you deal with the car, please?
Good, Mr. Fawlty. Superb, Kurt.
For you, Mr. Fawlty?
Oh, thank you, Polly.
Are you going to do the car?
In a moment, my little piranha fish.
I've just sold a sketch.
What, for money?
I bought it, Mr. Fawlty. She's very talented. Oh, no, Polly.
Oh, come on.
No, thank you.
Oh, please, I bought it to thank you.
No, honestly.
Don't you like it?
Too much, but not when I'm working. You drink it for me, Manuel.
Well, cheerio.
Cheerio, Basil.
Well, that's well nice.
Here it is, Mr. Fawlty. She's really got something, you know.
Really?
Well, worth 50p, anyway.
Yes, do you win a bun if you guess what it is or something?
It's Manuel.
What?
It's me.
Well.
Manuel is my friend. We are good friends, eh?
Oh, si.
Yeah, it's very modern, very socialist. Yeah, something to remember him by, you know, when he goes.
Are you still here, Basil?
No, I went a couple of minutes ago, dear, but I expect that.
No, Manuel. Look, like this.
Oh, I like that. Would you do me one?
Really, of Manuel?
Yes, look nice on Basil's bedside table.
Two in a day, that's as many as Van Gogh sold in a lifetime.
Ah, but he didn't have Manuel as a model, eh?
This is wonderful.
I told you he's one of the best.
He's almost as good as you, Andre. He's absolutely divine, Basil. Go on, have a bit.
He's good, isn't he?
Oh, listen to him. The only place I've ever really seen him eat is your restaurant, Andre. And now he's stuffing it away like a hamster.
Really, Sybil?
We're going to have to buy him a great big wheel to run around in when he's got a motor for him. Or he'll get like a big bad tempered tomato.
I believe we were discussing the gourmet evening, dear.
Do you know, Andre? Bursty zip this morning.
Oh.
What's the matter, darling?
You're embarrassing Andre.
No, dear, I'm embarrassing you. Look at that.
Well, I'd better go and have a word with the guests. Why don't you have another vat of wine, dear? Evening, Major. Enjoying your soup?
Well, it tasted a bit off to me, Fawlty.
Well, it's made with fresh mushrooms, Major.
Ah, that would explain it.
Good evening. Everything to your satisfaction?
Oh,
well, I don't like the chips.
Sorry?
The chips are awful.
Oh, dear. What's wrong with them, then?
They're the wrong shape, and they're just awful.
I'm afraid he gets everything cooked the way he likes it at home.
Does he?
Yes, I do, and it's better than this pig garbage.
Now, Ronald.
These eggs look like you laid them.
Ronald!
look here, old chap.
Shut up. Leave him alone. He's very clever. Rather highly strung.
Yes, he should be. Well, these are proper French fried potatoes, you see. The chef is continental.
Couldn't you get an English one?
Why don't you eat just one or two, dear?
They're the wrong shape.
Oh, dear. What shape do you usually have? Mickey Mouse shape? Smarty shape? Amphibious landing craft shape? Hook in the eye shape?
God, you're dumb.
Oh, now?
Is there something we can get you instead, Sonny?
I'd like some bread and salad cream.
To eat? Well, there's the bread and there's the mayonnaise.
I said salad cream, stupid.
We don't have any salad cream. The chef made this freshly this morning.
What a dump.
This is very good.
He likes salad cream.
That's puke, that is.
Well, at least it's fresh puke.
Oh, dear.
Well, he said...
May I ask why you don't have proper salad cream? I mean, most restaurants...
Well, the chef usually buys it only on special occasions, you know, gourmet nights and so on. But when he's got the bottle... Ah! He's a genius with it. He can unscrew the cap like Robert Carrier. It's a treat to watch. And then... Right in his face. Not on the walls. Magic. Mind you, he's a wizard with a tin opener, too. He's got a Pulitzer Prize for that. He can have the stuff in the saucepan before you can say haute cuisine. You name it, he'll heat it up and scrape it off the pan for you. Mind you, still that isn't picked up overnight. Still, I'll tell him to get some salad cream. I mean, you never know when Henry Kissinger's going to drop in, do you?
Nice man.
No, seriously, I think it's a very good idea.
Did you really?
I promise you, people around here are getting more and more keen on good food.
Ah, so much for tonight's guests, ignorant rabble.
There's always a few, Mr. Fulton.
Well, not on gourmet night. There won't be none of these proles. Well.
Aren't I think Thursday nights would be best?
Thursdays?
I think so.
Right, and on all the other nights, we'll just have a big trough of baked beans and garnish it with a couple of dead dogs.
Well, that's settled then.
Good. And I'm very pleased for Kurt, too. It will be good for him to have something special to do. I'd like to have a word with him. Do you mind?
No, of course not.
Right, well, I'll get the menus printed on Monday.
Polly can do the menus.
No, she can't.
Yes, she can.
No, she can't.
Yes, she can.
No, she can't.
Yes, she can. No, she can. You can write the advertisement in the Echo. Only don't make it too toffee-nosed, Basil. We don't want to put people off.
I just want to keep the riff-raff away, dear.
Well, good luck, my old friend. It's good to have you down here.
Thank you for, well, you know...
Don't mention it. Nice to have met you, Manuel.
It is, my friend.
Oh, one night I cook you both paella.
Okay, and ciao.
Ciao. Manuel, together you and I make 40 Towers famous for its cooking.
Okay.
Excellent, tip-top, famoso. Oh, you are so cute.
I think I know right to my mama in Barcelona by this. Oh, but now we sort out everything special for gourmet night. All sort out. Very, very nice.
Well, Basil, guess who just called to cancel at 12 minutes past 7?
Who?
The Clusters.
What, all four?
Marvellous, isn't it?
Ah! What do they say?
One of them's ill.
Well, let's hope it's nothing trivial.
Here I've got four people at our grand opening dinner.
Never mind.
There's four people, Basil. Shall we feed them in the kitchen?
But think who those four are. Colonel and Mrs. Hall, both JPs, and Lionel Twitchin, one of Torquay's leading Rotarians.
Well, that'll put us on the map.
He's this year's treasurer, dear.
Should never have let you write that advert. Fancy putting known riffraff.
But when you're presenting haute cuisine, you don't want the working class sticking its nose in it. Everything all right? Where's Kurt?
He and Manuel are getting the wine from the cellar.
Right. Ah, oh, this is what it's all about. You two, you're supposed to be in your rooms.
What?
You're not allowed down here tonight, remember?
Oh, doesn't it look pretty?
What are you cooking?
I'll send you up a menu with your bread and cheese. Now, get up.
They're here.
What?
The halls are here.
Right. Do
the
your
halls?
Rooms. Go
the
see your rooms. Mr. Fogg. Mr. Fogg, I'm very upset. No, no, Manuel, later.
When I went for my jog this morning, I thought it was going to be pretty warm.
But his first guest, Colonel Hall. He very important, big, tall person. And Mrs. Hall, she important, very, very small person.
And I shouldn't be a bit surprised if we got a spot of rain tonight.
Still, it's been a lovely summer, hasn't it?
Oh, yes? Colonel,
how delightful to see you again.
Sorry?
How delightful to see you again. We met last year at the Golf Club dinner dance. You may remember.
No, I don't.
Ah, fine. Well, we didn't talk for long. Just good evening, really, you know. A blink in the eye, and you'd have missed it. As indeed you did. Quite understandably.
Sorry?
Well, how's that lovely daughter of yours?
She's dead.
Isn't that super? The window strikes up and down. It's really super. How much did that cost, then?
Who are you? I mean, I don't know your name.
What is it?
What? My name.
Oh, this is my husband, Basil Fawlty.
That's it. What? Ah, thank you, sir. How do you do? May I introduce my wife? Well, she just introduced you.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yes. Well, I don't believe you know my wife.
Ted, yes.
May I introduce Mrs. Hall?
Oh, sorry. Didn't see you down there. Don't get up.
Would you like to drink, Mrs. Small? Oh,
yes. A short or...
Sherry. How about a sherry?
A sherry, lovely.
Oh, good. Large or not quite so large?
Too small and dry.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. What? I don't know.
Too small, dry sherry.
Oh, I see what you mean. I'm sorry. Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Pidgeon, good evening. Welcome to Forty Towers.
Good evening.
How very au fait of you to come to our little culinary soiree this evening.
Only too glad to support something new in Torquay.
Such an unusual idea. I do hope it works out.
Well, we have our hopes.
Mr. Forty?
Ah, Polly, would you take Mrs. Twitchin's coat, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much. Now, would you...
Mr. Forty?
Yes?
Can I have a word with you?
Yes. Oh, this is Polly. She will be serving you later this evening. Well...
It's Kurt.
Yes?
He's potted the shrimps.
What?
He's potted the shrimps.
Shrimps? I'm not having shrimps tonight, Polly. Now, would you...
He's soused the herrings.
What are you all about?
He's pickled the onions, and he's smashed the eggs in his cups under the table.
Excuse me. Have you been drinking?
No, not me.
Well, will you behave yourself? I'm so sorry for the painting. And may I offer you a little aperitif while you make up your mind what you would like for dinner?
That's very kind of you, not
A tomato juice, please.
Ah, good. Oh, Colonel. Colonel and Mrs. Hall, may I introduce Mr. and Mrs. Have you met?
No, we haven't.
Have you?
No.
Oh, good. Well, what would you like to drink, then?
What?
To drink?
I didn't catch the name.
Oh, you didn't catch it. What a rotten bit of luck.
Well, fine, thank you. No, we still don't know the name.
Oh, Fawlty. Basil yes, Fawlty.
No, there.
Oh, there. I'm so sorry. I thought you meant the horse. I can do with a drink, too. So, another sherry?
Well, aren't you going to introduce us?
Didn't I?
No.
Oh, sorry. This is Mr. and Mrs. Farberson.
What?
Mr. and Mrs. Who? I fainted. Oh! I'll just get you your tomato juice. This
quite
Paul,
would you care to join us?
Oh, thank you very much.
There we are.
Would you like to see the menu?
Yes, what is it?
Please put the bottle down.
What do you want?
Please put the bottle down.
What is it?
Kurt is drunk.
Sorry.
Drunk. Almost unconscious.
Sorry.
How? I don't know what happened so quickly. He had a row with Manuel. And
Manuel?
He's got a crush on him.
A what?
A crush, you know, in love.
Oh! Will you excuse me just one moment? I will be one moment. I know I should ever hire a Frenchman.
He's Greek, Mr. Porter.
Greek?
Of course.
Well, that's even worse. I mean, they invented it. Right. Give that to me, Kurt. Come on, give me that bottle.
Now go away. Leave me alone.
Come on, give it to me.
Manuel!
Things begin to not go like we hope.
Manuel, he doesn't love me.
Well, you have to give these things time.
I want Manuel.
Well, I'm sure we can arrange something. Now, can I have the bottle?
He's so sweet.
Yes, he is sweet, I know, yes.
He's wonderful.
Yes, I know.
There you are.
Come on. Get some black coffee, quick.
He can't drink it, he's out.
There he is.
Now listen to me, Gertie, listen. I come in now, but no cuddles, you hear me? No cuddles.
Dead?
Turn around.
He's only drunk, man.
This is your fault,
okay?
You only had to be civil to him.
Civil?
Nice.
No, you don't understand, he's not enough. He wants to kiss me.
Oh, what's one little...
Mr. Baltic, call Andre. He can do the cooking.
He's open tonight. He's open on a Thursday, you clothier beat.
But he can do it there, and you can pick it up at the car.
Oh. Brilliant.
Out.
Brilliant.
Ugh.
Right.
I can't resist lobster.
Oh, no, no, no. Turn it over me every time.
Will you care for another drink?
No, I don't think we will. We're nearly ready to order.
I'll be back in a moment.
So you can't do the lobster? No, right, I see, but Andre, the tornadoes. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, of course I want the duck, that's marvellous, but, I mean, can you do one or two sauces? Wonderful, that's it, thank you, Andre.
What are you talking to, Andre?
What is it?
We're ready to order that.
Well, stall them.
What?
Stall them, you stupid woman, tell them some lie.
What's happening? Shh, you can't tell me what you're doing.
We've got to change the menu.
Why?
Listen, he's out there. He's out. He's flat out. So Andre is out.
Who is?
What?
Who is out?
Kurt, who do you think? Henry Kissinger?
What do you mean out?
He's drunk.
Drunk?
Drunk, soused, potted, inebriated. Got it?
I don't believe it.
Neither do I. Perhaps it's a dream.
And to find out, Mr. Forty banged his head on desk.
No, it's not a dream. We're stuck with it. Right. Andre's doing the cooking. I'll collect it in the car.
What's he cooking?
Stuck.
Mr. Fulton, not see Colonel, watch him.
I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting.
Well, we'd like to order now.
Yes, quite.
My wife would like the lobster as her meal.
Yes, excuse me. There is one small thing. I'm afraid you were given the wrong menus. This is tonight's menu.
What?
Yes, I'm afraid the chef changed his mind and forgot to tell us. He's like that. Brilliant, but temperamental.
What? He changed everything?
I'm afraid so. Yes, it wasn't good enough, so he just chucked it away. He's such a perfectionist.
The lobster.
Lobster, tornado, you name it, it's in the bin.
Extraordinary.
Yes, lucky old bin, I say. So, this is your new menu.
Duck with orange. Duck with cherries. Duck surprise.
What's duck surprise?
That's duck without orange or cherries.
I mean, is this all there is, duck?
Yes, done, of course, the three extremely different ways.
And what you'll do if you don't like duck?
Well, if you don't like duck, you're rather stuck.
Well, fortunately, I love it.
Oh, good. So, let's pour that with it.
You were right. Oh. Now, he's getting his duck from Andre.
Yes, but I don't know what vegetables he's put on.
Three salmouches, Polly, and one mullet with mustard sauce for Mrs. Hall. Right, where's the mullet? Where is the mullet?
There. Oh, what do you think about vegetables, Beth?
Same as the other menu, dear.
Andre's not doing anything.
No, you know them, you and Polly. Mustard sauce.
Mustard sauce.
Right, now, when I'm out in the car, you get them ready, right? Right, ready, Polly?
Ready.
Emmanuel? Please. Right, two of those for table 9, and one of those, and that's for table 4. Come on. Right.
Do you think we could have a drink, dear?
May I see the wine list, please, Walter?
Certainly, Major. Turn off! Everything all right?
Yes.
Oh, good. The visitor's kitchen?
Yes, it's fine.
Good. He's got it in his hair.
How is it, dear?
Rather good, surprisingly.
Well, there's the wine list.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh!
What is it, Petal? What's the matter?
Oh!
Is everything all right?
Oh! Oh, I think you're going to be sick.
Yes, it is an unusual taste, isn't it?
Cooked, you ignoramus!
What are you trying to do to us, Sporty? You mean that's raw?
Oh, would you prefer a cooked one?
I don't even like a cooked one!
Oh, it's a cooked one, then. It'll be even nicer.
No!
This is raw. This mullet is raw. I mean, what are we going to do to it? Kurt, listen. What do we do to this? Do we grill it? If we grill it, just go, oh. All right, do we fry it? Just go, oh.
It's not very nice, but Kurt wake up enough to be sick all over mullet on plate.
Will you just get out?
Wine! Who wants the wine? No, you don't, Polly. You don't hit a woman.
Have you chosen yet, Major?
Colonel?
Have you chosen your wine?
Oh, yes, Chablis, please.
Thank you.
Waitress.
Yes?
There's a hare in my mousse.
Well, don't talk too loud. Everybody will want one.
What?
See, no laugh, but I think Polly very, very funny. Now, Mr. Polly going car through Torquay to get dinners from Mr. André. He in a hurry, you understand? And when he get there, everything all ready. Nice for him.
Ah, Mr. Polly, there you are. A beautiful bag for you. It should be delicious. Top. Hello, Chanel. Top, top. He's already asleep. There you are. Don't forget the sauces.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, Mark.
Thank you. All goes very well for you. Good luck.
Mr. Fawlty very happy now and hurry back to Fawlty Towers.
Here it is, Polly. Wait, I'm coming on the trolley. Well done, everybody. Come then, well, get the trolley ready. Right, let's go.
That is all too good to be true. Mrs. Fawlty suddenly come through door. And the wonderful duck is knocked out of Mr. Fawlty's hand.
Oh, you stupid duck!
Wait a minute.
What?
I think it'll be all right.
Yes, you're right. Oh.
But it's not all right. Suddenly I come through door and no see duck on floor. It gets stuck on end of my shoe and it's no very good to eat no more.
I mean, look at that!
Help.
Yes, go and kill yourself. No, talk to me first. Tell him we need another one. Talk to them.
What?
Entertain them or something.
So while Mrs. Fawlty telephoned for another duck.
All right, Sybil Fawlty. Well, I'm afraid he got trodden on.
I get guitar for to entertain guests. Very good.
Sorry, sir. Try again.
I, Mr. Fawlty, drive over quick to Senor André. But Mr. Fawlty too excited and he pick up wrong dish. He not notice because his lid on tight and he runs straight back to car. And at hotel I finish fifth song. But somewhere in town Mr. Fawlty is have trouble with car. It stop. Mr. Fawlty tear branch from tree and hit car.
In the sign of the duck.
Oh, it's just coming.
And she right is coming, but Mr. Fawlty is still 300 yards away. He's run all way home on foot, and he hold lid tight on dish, so nothing fall out this time. Mrs. Fawlty tell funny story for to make everyone laugh, so they no mind to wait.
Comes in with his crate of brown ale. And and Mother says, who taken this here? And he says,
Now Mr. Fawlty arrived in kitchen.
Okay, Polly.
Okay.
Got the sauces?
Got them.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen. So sorry, I've kept you waiting.
He lived lid from this very proud. But it's not duck, it's trifle. Mr. Fawlty very, very surprised. He put hands in middle to see if duck perhaps under the castor. But it's no luck.
Who's the trifle?
What?
A trifle for you, Mrs. Hall.
What about the duck, Fawlty?
Duck's off, sorry.